So I travel over 4 hours every day to come to college here, and I just feel very strongly about the accommodation kind of crisis that's happening. If I could get accommodation, that would really be amazing. So I hope this kind of gives the push that we need to make it more accessible for students. And yeah, I just really, really would like to stay closer here because 4 hours is ridiculous.
Has that been a struggle for you?
Yeah, it really has. I'll be home really late in the evenings and I'm tired, and I find that I'm not really willing to do my coursework when I'm at home then because I'm too tired. So yeah, it definitely affects my ability to work effectively when I'm at college.
I'm personally here because, like, I feel that these, like, student accommodation, like, companies need to get their act together. Like, while I was applying, I applied to the main one that's, like, advertised uni rooms as, like, the cheapest option, and they never got into, like, any form of contact with me, even say, oh, we're full, so I was left, like, not knowing my situation. So, like, I'm just here mainly to get them to cop on and actually realize that, like, students need to, like, have this stuff, like, known. It's important, like, to us.
That must have been quite stressful for you.
Yeah, it definitely was. Like, it was made worse by, like, being on the spectrum, but, like, it ended up, like, I managed to get some accommodation, but with, like, the traffic, like, I'm getting up, like, an like hour or two, like, early just to make sure I can get in to get a car spot, like, in the college.
Well, basically, I found accommodation, but it was after, like, 3 months of looking, and it's basically an hour bus ride in, but I'm mainly here for other people who can't get accommodation and have to travel, like, 3 or 4 hours. Even I know one of my friends has to travel 6 hours, not at a time but 6 hours a day to get, like, to and from college, which isn't, like, doable. They miss their first lectures in the morning and they can't get their lecture at the afternoon, so basically, like, one lecture a day is all they get. They miss out on so much college time, personal time. They have none of it. I just, like, it'd be great if anyone could get an accommodation that's convenient actually beside Sligo College itself.
Do you feel that college life here in Sligo has been effectively decimated?
Kind of, yeah, because, like, a lot of students can't have social lives outside of just the college times itself, because, like, if you just want to hang around after college, even for, like, 10 minutes, you either have to get a bus or a train, and that's limiting you for going out, just even to, like, to shop for yourself normally. So there's no real, like, outside time.
I'm here because I travel, like, hours every morning to get to college, and I mostly late to, like, my first lecture if I don't miss it. And I have to leave early through my last lecture every day, except for, like, the days I'm not in, which is, like, Friday and stuff. But yeah, I was supposed to get accommodation here, like, right close to the college, but I was kind of just, you know, cheated out of it because someone else got to it first, even though I was already on the list for it. And yeah, no, it really just hampers my social life and everything, because I can't sign up for any of the clubs and societies because I just, you know, because I'm so early to get home, because I have to, or else I'll miss everything, or I'll have to stay with someone else, which is a hard ask.
And you've lost all hope of getting any accommodation for this current year?
Pretty much, yeah. I'm just living at home and saving as much as I can.
I don't have too far to travel, about, like, 50 minutes. It's still not ideal, and there's lots of people who aren't even lucky enough to get a bus ride that long, so...
But you're here to support your fellow students?
Yeah, I'm here to support the other students. I tried to get lots of school accommodation and stuff, but I was denied for everything. There's not enough room.
Would you like to live in Sligo, even though you said you don't live too far away?
Yeah, I would like to live closer to the college. It would be an easier commute and everything.
It's a really, really big issue right now for students all over Ireland, and we think that it's very important for us to stand up for our rights. There's a lot of people going to university who can barely afford because of the cost of living, or other people are not able to go to university because of lack of accommodation, and we think that that should really be changed.
And have you yourself or your friends struggled to get accommodation here in Sligo this year?
I have personally. I wasn't able to get accommodation. I am actually living at home with my parents because of it, and I have to commute up and down every single morning. I'm up at 6 a.m. I'm exhausted. I know other people who also have struggled really badly, so it'd be great if that was changed.
I'm here to protest on behalf of the students that are also struggling to find accommodation. I know that I've battled personally with it. Coming from South Africa and living abroad and being an international student, I struggle to find accommodation really badly. Also, the quality of accommodation is shocking. And I just also know many, many people, many students that are struggling with this, as well as, like, people are having to drop out of university or cancel their courses or postpone things because they can't even attend classes because they live too far away or they can't find accommodation to even come to uni to learn.
A stressful time for yourselves.
Yeah, I would say it's very stressful. It's something I don't think that any student should have to necessarily worry about. And commuting is a massive problem as well. And it just feeds into other things and it builds up on other things. Like it causes like too many issues with parking and now there's not enough parking for students and people are parking fine, having to walk and park further away and everything. And it's not fair for everybody to have these problems and issues to deal with on top of everything else that we have to deal with as students.